This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. It's been a tumultuous few weeks for the AARP. The organization strongly supported the Republican-backed bill to overhaul Medicare. President Bush praised the group's efforts, but some of its 35 million members loudly disagreed. William Novelli has been AARP's chief executive for 4 years. He was previously a public relations executive, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, and executive vice president of CARE, the private relief organization. He says his work at AARP builds on his prior experience.
Well, there's a thread that goes through, I think, really a strong interest in attacking social problems. AARP fits in that because that's essentially AARP's mission, to help people age with dignity and with purpose, and that's what we try to do.
You worked for President Nixon's re-election in 1972. You wrote a foreword to a book by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. You've also been quoted as saying the AARP was taken for granted by Democratic leaders in the past. Are you trying to realign the AARP politically?
Well, I think traditionally AARP has been seen to sort of align with the Democrats' agenda. In truth, we are totally nonpartisan. We don't align with either party. Our interest is not just in seniors, but their families and future generations. And being nonpartisan, I think, means what it says.
Do you see your job as primarily responding to the concerns of AARP's members or developing positions that are in their best interests and conveying that to them?
I think we have two basic jobs. One is to listen to our members, really understand what they want, what they need. And we do a lot of that through research and through getting out and talking to people directly. But I think our second role is to lead, to really understand what the issues are and to represent our members with a kind of a collective voice, not just in Washington, but in state capitals all over the country as well.
Is that what happened with the Medicare bill?
Yes, I think so. We understood what our members wanted. They wanted drug coverage in Medicare. It was an issue that was very broad, and it was an issue that was not just older people, but also younger people. People 45 and older who are caring for their parents and seeing the future themselves. So we understood what they wanted. And then, of course, we had to step in and try to break this partisan gridlock in Washington and make it happen.
Well, some must have wanted something else. It's cost you thousands of members.
There's a lot of dispute right now and concern, I think, among the public about the bill that passed. And it sort of falls into several categories. Some people think the benefit wasn't good enough, the drug benefit. Others think there's too much money being spent on it. So it's being assailed from both the left and the right. And then there are people, really, I think, who have a certain level of misinformation. They think this is going to undermine traditional Medicare. It will not. And we have a job to do. We've got to get out there and inform people about what's in the bill. And, of course, we have to go and make the bill stronger, too.
Does the AARP have a position on importing drugs from other countries?
Yes, we do. We have what we think is a very responsible position, and we're going to pursue it in the coming year. And essentially, it's this. Reimportation is a fact of life. A lot of our members are already doing it. But there is a safety concern. And so what we need, we believe, is a limited reimportation program from Canada, which has a system like our own, over a period of time, let's say 3 years, where we can measure it and see what's happening. And at the same time, we've got to give FDA the resources and the authority they need to go in and study this and to guarantee safety.
So you're going to be battling with the drug companies?
Well, we will. We do not have the same position as the drug companies on most issues, and this is one of them.
Are there times when the interests of AARP's younger members, baby boomers, conflict with older members?
I have not seen it. For the most part, when you get past the fact that boomers are a little bit different in terms of the way they deal with information, most people want the same thing. They want health and health security. They want income security. They have a very strong sense of legacy. It glues our generations together. People care about their children. They care about their grandchildren. They care about the country.
Of course, we're lucky we'll be the older members.
That's our great hope.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
William Novelli is Chief Executive Officer of AARP.